So, let's review, shall we?
Good. A review is always good.
Last week,
yes.
Monica, you with us? How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
You're good. Okay, good. Just want to make sure you're here because we have a review test. So, last week, the Bills qualified for the NFL playoffs.
Whoa.
Right? First time in 17 years, right? Go Bills.
Whoa.
Right? So then it was like, is Monica going to be able to go? Oh, no. You're not going to believe this, guys. The marathon that I signed up for, that I got people to donate money to the ASPCA, that marathon's on the same day. Well, Monica, what are you going to do? You have quite a conundrum on your hands. You had people who donated money to the ASPCA in your name because you're going to run. You can't possibly turn around and turn your back on those people. All those cats will die because if you go to the Bills game. And then Monica said, I have to go to the Bills game. And we said, no, you have a responsibility. All those people who donated money because you were going to run a marathon. They did all that. And then as the week progressed, is she going to go? Is she not going to go? Is she going to run? Is she not going to run? How many animals are going to die if she does run? Mm-hmm. If she does go to the game, is she giving the Bills bad juju because she turned her back on all the animals and all that other stuff? And that led us to yesterday. And I think we all know what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would like to present you with, courtesy of our friend Stephen Lynch, mm-hmm. is Monica's new theme song.
And now let's begin this show.
What?
Hit it. My show.
The game of life makes you feel like quitting. It helps a lot if you kill a kitten. Mark my words, because from where I'm sitting, you can't go wrong if you kill a kitten. No crime that you'd be committing. I know the law, you can't kill a kitten. And if you need yarn for that scarf you're knitting, you'll get plenty when you kill a kitten.
God knows how many you killed this week.
No, I didn't kill any kittens. There's no kittens.
Feed it turpentine.
No.
Or break its spine. Push it with your shoe.
No.
No animals were harmed in the writing of this song.
As long as you kill a kid. Kill a kid.
That's what you did.
Just now.
If the one you love isn't quite as smitten, she'll like you better when you kill a kitten. And I quote the Bible, cause that's where it's written. If ye loveth Jesus, ye must kill a kitten.
Or the Bills. Either Jesus or the Bills. Yeah, that's basically how it's working.
Flush him down the can, hit him with your van, drown him in a lake, bake a kitty cake, throw him at a train, make him snort cocaine, stick some TNT up his cat booty, do what you must do, as long as you kill a kitten.
So you get where we're going with this, right?
Kill a kitten. Yeah.
Kill a kitten. Killing kittens isn't easy. And if the thought makes you feel queasy, grab a pitchfork from the shed and kill a puppy dog instead.
You did all of this.
No, I didn't.
Kill a kitten. Kill a kitten.
Stop. That's a horrible song.
By shirking your
No. Stop it.
Oh, there's one.
My little baby.
We're
stop
not even
it.
On the air 5 minutes yet. You already killed the cat.
Stop. I did
Lynch,
not.
Kill a kitten.
I did not. And I already feel you don't. You make it sound like I was, yeah, screw that. I was torn up about that. Like, I woke up yesterday morning, and it was like 7-ish. I'm like, I should be around mile 13, 14 right now. Like, it was on my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Not on your Snapchat. No.
What was on the Snapchat, though?
Everything else was.
It didn't look like it.
Wait, JR just comes out of nowhere. Wait, what? Boom, not on your Snapchat.
Man, she's saying all these things that she was thinking about him, and nope, not on her Snapchat. She was cheering and drinking and just slapping, taking pictures of butts.
Oh, really?
Was that?
Yeah. What's her name? It was like a girl in like Spanx or like the...
I didn't touch her butt. I just took a picture of it. She had a nice booty.
Yeah, she did.
What am I supposed to do? You're welcome, then. How about that?
I'll give you that one.
I don't know.
See?
I feel bad. I feel bad. Well, I really do. Like,
you should feel awful.
I feel horrible, but it's the experience of what happened this weekend. I mean, the game just, ugh. But
what? The animals that died because you didn't fulfill your responsibilities?
I was in an atmosphere that I would have never imagined. It was...
Whack a cat.
My babies. I have cats.
Yeah.
Not for long. They're taking them away. We just called the ASPCA.
You're not fit to raise two cats.
No. Right, no. Ocho Palo in the back of some van.
No.
Cat trafficking.
Leave my cats alone. Stop.
Tracing them back over the border.
I can't feel guilt. Stop. Can't deal with the guilt. I really can't. I refuse to have that whole situation marred by guilt. I can run another. I will.
Oh, it could be.
I will run another marathon. I will do it.
I mean, it could be marred by a million different things. You want to start with Tyrod Taylor? Where do you want to go?
I want to start with the fact that at least.
That one held on for a minute.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It suffers.
Yeah.
I feel like there's way too much pleasure Brett is getting out of killing cats. Like, there's a lot there.
No, not me. Look in the mirror, sweetie. Look in the mirror.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you done what you were supposed to do?
I did.
Run that marathon, could have been a whole completely different outcome.
In what way?
Where?
You mean the football game?
Yeah. These cats wouldn't be dying on the air, that's for sure. Because she would have fulfilled the responsibility to the people who donated money to the ASPCA in her name.
Yeah! Oh, no. Sushi.
Come on.
As strong a fan as you are, so do you feel like maybe you jinxed the Bills at all? Do you have any responsibility for that?
Not because of the marathon. No, it would have been worse and disrespectful to the Bills if I didn't go. No, that's not it. I jinxed them for other reasons.
Stop. What did you just say?
If I wouldn't have went to the first playoff game in 17 years when it's in my home state, that would have jinxed the Bills. I truly believe that.
You just said it would have been disrespectful to them.
It would have been disrespectful.
They don't know you exist.
They love me.
They do not know you exist.
I am their favorite.
They love
you. If I walk through that locker room, anybody know Monica?
Yep. Oh, you mean Bills fan Monica?
It's like, no, we know her mom.
Yeah, we know your mom.
We know her mom, all right.
And an aunt or two. They don't know you.
Get some old linemen from the 60s. Oh, yeah, I know her. Well,
a 4-for-8 kicker comes out of nowhere. I knew her mom, too.
I do feel that if any one of us were going to say run a marathon and something came up that was really important to us, say in our sports world, whether it's you going, having a chance to see the Giants at Super Bowl or me going to see Red Sox in the World Series, you know, whatever it is, Brett seeing the Yankees in the World Series, you know, something like that. Wouldn't we have done the same thing?
No. And I'll tell you
we would have run the marathon and not gone to the sporting event.
I'll tell you why.
I think you would.
I'm not lying.
We would have. The more I think about it, I thought about it over the weekend.
No, you can think about it. You could say that about yourself.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have done it because I witnessed it before.
Mm-hmm.
I've witnessed it before.
I've been to Giant playoff games,
Yankee World Series games.
I have not, since I've been a Bills fan, since 1980, whatever, since I've been a Bills fan, I've never seen them in the playoffs, ever, in the game,
you know why?
And been gone there.
Because look what happens when you do.
It's my fault. Wow. It's my
horrible
fault.
Game. My goodness.
3 points.
I think a lot of people would have done what she did, I believe. That's what I'm saying.
I know
she's gotten a lot of criticism and all, but I'm just saying, I think a lot of us, when we look at ourselves, if it's something you've never been to, pick something.
once in a lifetime.
Never been to, and it comes up, and it's like that one thing. And I think you would do it because the money would still go to the animals, and you could run another marathon for them, and you could run in the future every year for them and maybe assuage your guilt a little bit, but then you got to see that one thing.
Listen, people justify bad behavior all the time. I killed that guy. Why? Because he bothered people. A lot of people didn't like him anyway.
No,
so it's fine.
That's
so
not,
her not running the marathon is equated
murder.
To murder.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Hey, Jerry, on line one. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Monica, you know what the Bills and the cat have in common?
Which?
They're both dead.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Thank
There's
you.
Jerry coming in with the...
wasn't feeling bad at all.
Ride the Dangerfield one-liners.
That's great. That's great.
Who was the beneficiary of the other free ticket?
My friend Eric, who is... I was talking to JR about him. He is basically the male me. He's insane about the Bills, like over
and
the
short?
Top.
Short?
I mean, he's tall to me, but everybody's tall to me. No, he is a die-hard, been through the toughest years. Yeah, and he's one of the people I met down here. He's from Buffalo, who I watch the games with and stuff. He's a really good guy. He's the one who called in that time because he put a cigarette on his penis and lit it. Do you remember that?
I kind of remember that story for some reason. That was that guy?
Yeah. It's him. He's a good guy. He's a sincerely nice guy.
Where'd you guys stay?
I don't remember. Was it a Radisson or a Hilton? Or, I don't know.
I was staying by a cousin's house.
Oh, no. That was my brother was going to go. But then my brother. Okay. How about this? How about my brother IMs me on Friday, I think, and says he wants to go and he was going to go. Then he has a dart tournament, doubles, and he doesn't want to let his partner down. So
you let the entire ASPCA down, but this guy's playing darts and won't
leave. That's embarrassing on him, though. You just ditch your darts?
No, you don't. You don't. The whole moral of this story is...
Darts.
You don't ditch your responsibilities.
Darts.
Sometimes you have to make a difficult decision.
Darts.
You chose to turn your back on the animals.
Yeah, I told him.
Yours. See, now, if my son... I would have raised my... I hope I'm raising my son to make the same decision your brother did. Whether you made a commitment to something, you have to live up to your commitments. You have to.
Have I ever in my life, and I do mean my entire life, shirked responsibilities?
Yeah, yesterday.
Nope.
Yep.
I don't do that. I'm a very responsible person.
No, you shirked them.
I made a choice, and I didn't... Nobody got neglected. Right. I just didn't run 26.2 miles yesterday. It's the only thing that happened.
Nobody that can speak up for themselves got neglected.
Aww. They're fine.
Meow.
No. They're fine.
Fat Tony's online one.
So much heat.
Fat Tony,
nice,
what's going on?
Tony, be nice.
Hey, Monica, you know the difference between the Buffalo Bills and Honey Nut Cheerios?
Let's find out what.
Honey Nut Cheerios belongs in a bowl.
Oh, boy.
That wasn't even that good, Tony.
Fat Tony.
Thank you. That's great. He hung up on himself. I'm ready for the joke. I get that. I understand people are going to make Bill's jokes. Trust me, not the first or the last I'm going to hear. I'm all right with that. I had a phenomenal weekend. The experience itself, the memories and the laughing and the good times and the camaraderie with all the Bills fans. Yeah.
So you spent the night in a hotel room with this dude, Eric?
No. I had my own. I had planned on doing that because, yeah, originally we were going to stay with my sister-in-law's niece. But then I was like, well, I guess I'm shacking up with someone. It probably just been Eric because I was there with it was me and another girl and 4 guys. And there were 6 of us. And so we were just going to get, we had a string of like hotel rooms like next to each other.
Condor memories.
No. We would have been sleeping.
One girl. 3 guys.
Sleep.
6-2. Yeah. Mm.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Then, none of that
happened.
You
guys got beat by Blake Bortles.
No comment.
That was a horrible game to watch.
Blake Bortles.
We were all trying to watch it because we knew you were at the game. And we're all watching it while we're at a hockey game.
Right.
Like, which, by the way, that's pretty cool that you guys were doing that. Like, Brett sent a snap, and there was TV and hockey. That's the dream.
We were watching. We were wishing it would be good.
Listen, it was wasn't. The defense.
That,
no, there was just.
Was like watching paint dry.
No, no. Bad. You know why you say that? Because the earlier game was so exciting. Because there are other games that are happening that were way crazy, last minute exciting. That's cool. But this game was just solid. There was defense. There was a lot of. This is. I will put it to you in your little baseball terms that everybody loves. It's a pitcher's duel. Nobody likes that. But it's solid defense, and that's what it was.
Boring.
And then. The Bills crapped the bed. And the Bills are notoriously not a second-half team. It was all, we all saw the writing on the wall. I knew what was going to happen. After that first half, I knew changes weren't going to be made, and it was going to end up like it did. And it sucks because I really – here's what lost the game. First and goal on the one, 3 points out of that, barely. That's what lost the game.
That was crazy.
But in the offense's defense, you don't throw the ball first and goal on the one. What? Don't get me started. But the experience, though, I was laughing. I was surrounded by Bills fans. There were the stat I saw was 60-40, 60% Jags, 40% Bills fans. That's phenomenal.
I would say this: the Steelers are now laying 7.5 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'd be shocked if that number doesn't go to 9. They're going to kick the
That's what I'm saying, too. All the Jaguars people are like, oh, I'm like, you still are the Jags. You still suck bad. So it's not like, you know what I mean? You just play the suck of your team. Very angry. But don't walk around here like you're going to beat the Patriots and whatever. Just shut up and sit down. Oh, I was livid.
Before we go to break, Dave is on line, too. What do you got, Dave?
I just want to point out, Monica, it's karma that your team got beat by a team that's named after cats.
True.
That's a really good point.
That's true.
Even I can't disagree with that. That's great.
And you know the little sound effects they do in the stadium? The little there was a lot of that going on, too. Cat noises.
A lot of cat growls?
Yeah. What is this? Damn it, Brett. In the air of the cat.
What is this?
It's the year of the cat. Al Stewart. Maybe it is the cat's year. Yes, we're Roger and JP. It's the Bone Real Raw Radio. I guess we'll all never all agree on if it was the right thing or the wrong thing to do.
How about this? The Falcons on the road in Philly this weekend are laying 3. To the Eagles.
I love how you know all the odds.
They're favorite. The Falcons are favorite over the Eagles. The Eagles had a bye week. Falcons are favorite over the Eagles. Outside.
Well, I'm not so up to date, but isn't that how it is with Carson Wentz out? Isn't that how it should be? Or are the Eagles still that good with Foles?
I mean, they don't.
You know what I mean?
It's not who they want playing quarterback.
Yeah, that's true.
But they are at home, outside. Falcons are a dome team. I mean, I could have seen this as an even, but I'm surprised by that.
Interesting. What do you always teach me about how the way they try to make the money move?
The line, yeah.
They're trying to make the money move toward.
And the New England Patriots are laying 13 points to the Titans.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I think the AFC championship game, I think we can see, is going to be Jackson. It's going to be Pittsburgh and New England. The NFC as a whole, that one's a toss-up. That's interesting, though.
All right. Here we go. Monica had her trip to Jacksonville. Didn't go so well as a Bills fan.
Dead cats litter all over.
No, it really was a best trip. It really was.
Well, that's good. That's good. Roger and JP. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, just getting rolling.
Did you tell that guy Eric he owes us money for his ticket?
Yep. And then I pocket it. No! None of that happened. What are you talking about? I didn't think that at all.
Well, we thought we were buying tickets for you and your brother.
Okay, so if you truly want me to say that, I absolutely will. I have no problems with that.
Absolutely.
Okay,
tell that guy
on
Eric
I'm texting him now.
Money.
Texting him now.
Roger, JP, it's The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back. I was just in the Bone TV chat room, and they said they were laughing at Fat Tony's Buffalo Bills joke. But they did admit they mostly laughed at his laugh, more so than the joke.
Monica, did you know that they changed the area code for Buffalo?
Oh, did they, JP? What did they change it to?
044.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, wow.
That's original. I'm not used to hearing Buffalo Bills jokes like that.
Why can't Tyrod Taylor use the phone anymore?
Why?
Because he can't find his receiver.
Oh, man. It's funny because it's true.
You know, I was reading in the paper this morning that Buffalo Bills fans don't always eat pastries.
What?
But when they do, it's usually a turnover.
Oh.
What's the best part about dating a Buffalo Bills fan?
What?
She won't be asking for a ring.
No, she won't. She's not used to it because the Bills are awful.
You know, JP, I put a Bills logo on an airplane one time. Do you remember that when I owned an airplane? I put the Bills logo on it.
Yeah, you did.
You know it couldn't touch down?
Oh, no.
No, it couldn't.
Yep. There it is.
Do you know what the Buffalo Bills and the Chick-fil-A manager have in common?
No, I don't know, JP. What?
Neither one of them shows up for work on Sunday.
All right, that one hurts. Oh. That one I don't like.
Oh, that's nice.
Want to hear a Buffalo Bills joke?
Always.
Sammy Watkins. Bye, Sammy.
Oh,
he's gone. Oh.
I got one. That's sad.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What do you call a Buffalo Bill in the Super Bowl?
What, JR?
A referee.
I don't get it. That one I seriously don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
You know, JR, over the weekend, my wife was so excited she was going to put on a Buffalo Bills jersey, but I reminded her it was a choking hazard.
Oh,
man. Nice.
I like that one.
See? That one I don't like either.
Speaking of which, there's rumors that somebody was going to buy the Buffalo Bills and move them to Alaska and rename the team the Arctic Chokes. Get it?
There it is.
Hey, this time of year, if you're scared of catching the flu, you know there's one place you can go where you won't catch the flu?
Where's that?
The Bills end zone. They don't catch anything in there.
That's true.
Got him.
What's the difference between a Bills fan and a baby?
Oh.
What?
The baby will stop crying after a while.
Oh.
Well, JP, what's the difference between a Bills fan and a mosquito?
Guys.
What?
Mosquitoes are only annoying in the summer.
So what do you call 53 millionaires around a TV watching the Super Bowl? Buffalo Bills.
So why do Buffalo Bills keep their season tickets on their dashboards?
Why?
So they could pick. They could park in handicap spots.
What is wrong with you?
How do you keep the Buffalo Bills out of your yard? Put up goalposts.
You're really kicking me while I'm down right now, by the way. Really.
What's the difference between the Buffalo Bills and the Taliban?
Oh, this, no, I have no idea.
The Taliban has a running game.
Oh! Wow.
Now you're not going to shade it.
What is the difference between a bucket of crap and a Bills fan?
What?
The bucket.
That's ridiculous.
How do you keep a Bills fan from masturbating?
How?
Paint his penis gold, New Orleans gold. He won't beat it for years.
Oh, nice. I would have gone for Patriots with that one, but that's good.
That's worse.
Oh, boy. Who knew?
What should you do if you find three Buffalo Bills fans buried up to their neck in cement?
I don't know.
Get more cement.
Oh, wow. See, now this doesn't even have to do with football. It's just me playing mean.
It's just angry. All right. What are the difference? What's the difference between the Buffalo Bills and a carp?
Delicious carp.
One is a bottom... Excuse me. What is the difference between a Buffalo Bills fan and a carp?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
One is a bottom-feeding scum sucker, and the other is a fish.
Oh, no.
That's
awesome.
That'd be me.
Wow.
That's great. You guys feeling good about this?
A little bit, yeah.
It's just, I don't know, can we make up any more off the top of our head? I'm not sure.
You guys are pretty quick. Quick-witted over there.
What does a Buffalo Bills fan do when his team has won the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
Turns off PlayStation.
That's a good one.
Did you hear that the Buffalo Bills team does not have a website?
No.
You can't string. They can't string three W's together.
Oh. Okay, that's funny.
Wow. Oh, that's a beauty.
Stop it. That's my team. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Hmm. It was rough. It was rough.
Yeah, and you're not making it any easier here. Killing me.
Come on, someone else should bring
it. Where do you go in Buffalo in case of a tornado? Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Oh.
They never touch down there.
No.
Uh-oh, hey. You know, our vacuum cleaner broke at home over the weekend. Did you know this?
That's rough, right?
You know how we fixed it?
How?
We put a Bills jersey on it. Now it sucks again.
Come on. They're in the playoffs.
Word.
Can a Buffalo Bills player ever drive a stick? Only if they remove the clutch.
What is wrong with everybody?
That reminds me of another car one. Why did the Buffalo Bills fan cross the road? I was thinking when I accelerated.
Oh. Why the hate?
Hey, so how do Buffalo Bills fans, how do they count?
I don't know.
0-1-1, 0-2, 0-3, 0-4.
That's messed up.
That's pretty good, JR.
No.
JR's quick this morning with the writing.
How many Buffalo Bills does it take to win a Super Bowl?
How many?
Nobody knows, and we may never find out.
See?
Oh.
Or next year.
You're 48. How many of those next years
I'm not 48. Out? I'm 47.
And how many of those next years have worked out for you?
This year. And so it happens. I have faith. That's all we got is Bills fans. That's all. Whatever. Say what you want. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of people just like me high-fiving and freaking out yesterday. So suck it all, y'all.
High-fiving over what?
Just being a Bills fan, seeing each other, being in the playoffs for the first time, looking on the positive side of things.
Well, before the game?
Yeah, during the game and standing in line.
Just happy to be there.
Just so excited that this is happening. So excited. Zuba's out and on.
What do you call Buffalo Bill fan? Buffalo Bill with a Super Bowl ring.
What?
A thief.
Oh.
How many Buffalo Bills players does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None, JP. They like living in the Patriots' shadow.
Hey, all right, draw the line.
Couldn't wait for a Patriots one.
Draw the line, no.
What's the best part of dating Monica and her being a Bills fan?
Oh,
what?
She won't ask for a ring.
I already said that one, stupid.
No.
You tried to improv, use the names associated with the show.
I gotta say, that's the way to clean it up a bit.
Yeah, I did clean it up.
We got our first repeat. It only took like 7 minutes. It's a lot of damn jokes.
What do the Buffalo Bills and Joel Osteen have in common?
Uh-oh.
They both can make 70,000 people stand up and yell, Jesus Christ!
That's pretty good.
That might be true, yeah.
See, what I did there was I changed Billy Graham and put in Joel Osteen a little bit more.
Oh, you updated a little bit, yeah. That's a classic joke right there. Reimagined.
Thank you.
JC is on line two.
All right.
Hey, JC.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
All right, so I got a couple for you. What's a possum and the Bills got in common?
What?
They play dead at home and get killed on the road.
That's good.
The best. Good job, JC.
And then the other one, I got one more for you. How do you get the Bills fan to stop beating his wife? Have her take off the Patriots jersey.
Oh, a little domestic humor.
All right, JC, nice.
Yeah, nothing like a little domestic violence to fun up your Monday.
Isn't that something?
Jeremy on line four. Okay, Jeremy.
What does Monica and the Bills got in common?
This is going to be good. What?
They both suck.
Oh, my.
That took a lot of brain power, Jeremy. You know, take care of your brain there.
Both suck.
Yeah. Hey, Steven on line one.
Hurt yourself.
Last night my wife made me wear a Bills jersey to bed just to remind me that I wasn't going to score.
Oh!
All right.
Brett's on line three. Hey, Brett. Come on.
Hey, guys. I just want to know, are you taking all the Dallas Cowboys jokes and just replacing the Cowboys with the Buffalo Bills?
No, we're just riding off the top of our head. These are all just Bills jokes.
Yeah, we're just riffing.
Well, they sound like the Dallas Cowboys jokes. That's what I figured I asked. Yeah, they do.
No, I don't see. No, I didn't think.
Why did the Ducks fly over Ralph Wilson Stadium upside down?
Why?
There's nothing worth crapping on.
Oh, see, that's bad. You might want to update that to New Era Field. Thank you very much.
Whatever.
JP, how do you? JP, how do you? I was just thinking about this. How do you castrate a Buffalo Bills fan?
How?
Kick his sister in the mouth.
Oh. No,
maybe that's
wrong.
One of those used to be a Cowboys joke examples.
Not true.
And Joe is on line 5.
Hey, what's the difference between the Buffalo Bills and dollar bill?
I don't know.
At least the dollar bill is worth 4 quarters.
Hey.
Oh, my Joe. Goodness.
Although he's got a point.
There you have it. Nicely done, Joe. There you go. That finishes up open mic night.
A Redskins fan, an Eagles fan, a Redskins fan, an Eagles fan, a Bills fan, and a Patriots fan are climbing a mountain and arguing about who loves their team more. The Redskins fan insists he's the most loyal. Quote, "This is for the Redskins," he yells as he jumps off the side of the mountain. Mm. Not to be outdone, the Eagles fan shouts, "This is for the Eagles," and throws himself off the mountain. The Patriots fan is next to profess his love for his team. He yells, "This is for everyone!" And he pushes the Bills fan off the mountain.
Hey, Bills fans are good people. They're good people.
That was a Bills fan.
Good people.
By murder, suicide, you make the decision, but that was a Bills fan.
We're fine. Honestly, we're...
Oh,
just because they could never be dead enough.
It's the cans, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God. You guys crushing my spirit on a Monday morning. How am I supposed to do the rest of the day?
I don't know. I can handle it. That was quite a run.
Yeah, as long as you guys
just go home for the day.
Yeah, I'm good.
Bye.
That was good.
Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.